Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together. Whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share, and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics, or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.
Hello, I'm Will Mallard, and welcome to another episode of My Property World. We're joined once again by Helen Chorley. Helen's a professional speaker on property and property investment. She's featured on TV programs regarding property as a presenter again, and she's a professional investor in her own right, coming out of an investment banking background. Helen's going to be talking today about her role as a writer on property. She's featured in Property Investor News regularly. So Helen, you're very welcome.
Hello, Will. Thank you. Lovely to be back with you again.
Now, what I'd really like to know is you're involved in lots of property ventures. What's the need to write about property? Where's it come from? How would someone, you know, go about doing it if they were interested in writing? And indeed, where could they read some of your stuff?
So you can read all my articles. I did 9 different articles in 2021. And that's on propertyinvestornews.com. That's all online there. And but why write for me? I feel like I have a lot to say and a lot to bring in terms of, it's the same reason I started talking in property, to be honest, that we hear a lot from developers, we hear a lot about news and, you know, topical things that happen in property, but not many people ask or talk about what investors or private, you know, private financiers, what they're thinking about. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring along kind of that perspective, and also some of the things that I think about a lot, like risk. I talk a lot about risk. I talk a lot about kind of communication, investor relations, because I've done, you know, as we've talked about previously, I've invested a number of different ways. I invest directly with developers. I've done debt deals. I've done equity deals. I've done crowdfunding deals. And so I've interacted with developers and investments in a lot of different ways and seen the benefits and the drawbacks and what people could do better in all of that. And there's just so much, you know, there's been such experience, such kind of content for learning and helping people do things better, keep investors happier.
That's very rare, because you're a full-time professional property investor. You pay your bills, and your lifestyle is funded by the return on investment that you get from investing in property. Yeah. Now, that would be, you know, there'd be 99 people who are smaller investors who are not full-time. So the benefit of that experience is one. But where it's really unusual is within the professional investors, so full-time funding themselves from their return on investment, to actually talk about that openly, to share it, to go through the trials, tribulations, and not necessarily the bad results, but sometimes the bad experiences. Yeah. Where you may have got all of the expected return, but there was a lot of stress or anxiety around the communication or what was going on in the deal. And you talk about all these things in depth.
Oh, yeah. I think if you're going to put yourself out there and talk about this stuff, it has to be the whole side of things. You can't just tell everybody that everything's rosy, because that's not life. Or I don't know, if someone out there, if one of your listeners has a lovely rosy one-sided life, get in touch with me, because I'd like to learn how. But life just isn't like that. And, you know, as you and we all well know, property is definitely not like that. But, you know, it's how you deal with these things, how you learn from those things. And, you know, I've seen a lot of it. I've seen a lot of things that could be done differently and better for developers' sake and for investors' sake. So if everybody can benefit from it, then why not open that discussion? And that's what I like to do with what I write about. I like to make people, I try to write thought-provoking things. You don't have to agree with them. It's sometimes better when people don't agree, you know, mm-hmm. as it starts that kind of dialogue, that conversation going. I'm more than happy to, you know, reassess my position on things, you know, once I looked at things from a different perspective, and that's just what I want to bring to people. I want to bring a perspective that isn't necessarily that talked about. In fact, one of the best articles for this I wrote in, it's in the May edition of Property Investor News. Claire Norwood, who's a very good friend of mine, she's a developer in her own right, very successful. We wrote a piece actually that's called Two Sides of a Coin. And we did it for this reason. We answered the same questions from a developer perspective and from an investor perspective, mm-hmm. so that you can see how how a developer approaches one thing and how an investor approaches it, and why those clashes might sometimes happen. Mm-hmm. But actually, if you understand the other perspective, how you can work together to get through those challenges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And tell me, one of the obvious things when someone's presenting on a topic, you've got to do a bit of preparation, and that clarifies your thoughts.
Yeah.
As a writer, there's a similar effect, but I'm presuming there's an additional benefit where your level of research has to be up another level before you actually come to write the article. How does that process work? I know there's a lot of people out there who would like to write a bit better, maybe not in a prominent magazine like Property Investor News, but
yeah.
they're keen to write a bit more. What's the process that you go through with your research and production of the pieces that you do?
Well, I think a good way for people to get started, if you're not already, just start kind of writing small posts. I do a lot on Instagram. I do a lot on LinkedIn. And, you know, those tend to be, you know, quite small articles. Posts, you know, not that much, not that long, but it's a great way to start getting into that discipline of doing it and working out kind of your thought process and what you have to say and what you feel passionate about. If I'm starting thinking, like, you know, I've got one to produce this month for the magazine, I tend to think there will be topics or things that will have come up, excuse me, over the past kind of month or 2 months, and I'll keep thinking about them. And it gets to the point for me that's like, okay, like this is now bothering me, or I have something to say about this, and I'll do a brain dump of what I'm thinking about. And mm-hmm. I do that in a few different topics. And then I look at it and I'm like, what is most pertinent, or what is gonna help people, or you know, what just feels right at the time. So it starts with just a big brain dump of like, this is what I've got to say. And then that's probably ends up being nothing like the actual finished article, because there's some, you know, I just need to get that out to express myself. But then I want to make that readable and digestible for people, for the subscribers to Property Investor News. So then I'll try and make it more interesting. So on one month, I co-wrote it with Shola Adiniran. It's another developer mm-hmm. of mine, a very good friend now. It was February 2021, actually. And we brought in, actually it was Nip Scholler's idea, I can't claim credit for it, a kind of a story from, not Greek mythology, because he was a real guy, but Thales, a philosopher. Mm-hmm. So we tied that in, but the actual article was about risk appetite. Mm-hmm. But we've weaved that kind of into the article to make it kind of relevant and understandable, you know, because risk and risk appetite can be quite a daunting or intimidating kind of, you know, idea or concept, can't it? And we're like, well, actually, here's a real life, you know, albeit, you know, from history, here's a real life example that people can kind of understand and relate to their own life.
And I presume you've got a publication deadline, editorial deadline, and, yep. and there's like a proof deadline. But before that, like, in reality, how close does that run?
I think you know me well enough and my timekeeping now to know that exactly it's all very last minute. Actually, no, by the time I've sent one off, I've already have ideas for what I want to think about for the next month, or there'll be a few different topics. But actually, yeah, they're getting it down on paper. As I said, that'll be a brain dump where I'm like, actually, this thing just needs to come out. I just need to have like a almost like a puke of words onto a paper, get it all out. But actually, going through it, the iterations of, right, we've written it, okay, again, that does tend to be very near the deadline. I think I work well under pressure. Maybe it's my trading floor background.
Very good. Well, and there's obviously a back-end benefit to being involved. Now, one of the most common challenges people have in property is they don't have access to the right deals at the right time. Yeah. And you're in a situation which is almost the opposite. You've got a flow of deals to assess. You've got an ability to pick and choose. And I personally believe a big part of that is that you've actively gone out and positioned yourself. You're involved in a number of property media roles, and you've done very well in each of those. And deals come to you as a result. Now, that didn't happen overnight, presuming.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, speaking and being more on social media and, you know, even the writing, no, that's only happened really over the last kind of 2 or 3 years. And you're right, and no, I'm in a very, you know, privileged position now that people come and seek me out. And what that means for me is that I get to pick who I work with, and I work with people who, you know, I'm much more aligned with. They know how I work, they are happy, or they want to work with me because they recognize what I can bring to the table. So it's not just a passive hand over your money thing, and you know, you wait to hear from somebody how it's going in a year's time. That's not the way I work, and that's generally not the people that want to work with me as well. So I find my deal quality, it has improved. I find the relationship
in terms of the deals that you're investing in, or the deals that are coming to you.
No, there's still a broad spectrum of the deals that come to me. I would say.
Yeah.
I think my most common response to a lot of them is, are you really sure you want to do that deal?
That often can be some of the best advice if people choose to take it. You know, why are you actually wanting to do this?
Yeah. And they might have their own reasons, but I will, you know, particularly with the way I look at risk and assess risk, we'll look at it from a very different perspective to what they are doing, probably. In fact, I've started helping people out with that, doing some consultation about, they're like, we think we've looked at everything, can you look at this for us? And I'm like, okay, have you thought about this, this, and this? And they still might want to do the deal. It might still work for them. Whereas because of, I don't know, other circumstances, or where I'm currently invested already, that might not be an appropriate deal for me at that time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's not a good deal, and it doesn't mean that I wouldn't work with those people in the future. You know, it is all about kind of timing and fit and, yeah, and being aligned on lots of different levels.
And that expertise, that thinking about property deals, the human relationships within that, you've also started to get asked onto a number of boards as a non-executive director. Yeah. Within the property sector and some quite interesting companies. Yes. That's a what I'd regard as almost like a coach or a consultant, but you're going in-house yes. effectively.
Yes, so I do that for a couple of companies. But
for
already.
A company as opposed to as an individual.
As a company. So I've got a couple of companies that I do that for, including Aparo. There was a startup company, now been going for a couple of years and raised an awful lot of money. Hundreds of millions. So that's going really well there. But I love doing that. I love bringing in a kind of different perspective, and I think that's beneficial to everybody. When you are, you know yourself, when you are so focused, you know, on your own deal or on your own work, or even me with these articles, I have somebody that, I'll send things to, will look at my articles. I'm like, can you just look, does this make sense to you? Mm-hmm. If I'm doing one, like I did one on investor relations, I sent it to a developer friend of mine. Like, can you just read through this, make sure this makes sense to you? Because I want to know that whoever's reading those, that they can relate to it, that my message is coming through. And similarly, when I go into companies, then I bring an outside perspective that they, by the very definition of them being in the trenches every day, they don't have. They can't kind of step outside and look from that different perspective. So I really enjoy that, because again, it's as I try to do in my posts, I try to bring something thought-provoking. Have you looked at it this way? Have you considered that? And that can really, you know, make a big difference sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, like your background in investment banking, that's all transactional. Like there is nothing but the deal, and this deal, and now, and decide this right now. Very aggressive, very, you know, yeah. There's no wallflowers. There's no one.
No.
And yet you've retained enough of that directness, but you've also become a very fun person. Like I think about some of the property media things that you're doing. And there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of laughter. There's a it's not the be all and end all. Like, there's a wider picture and there's a bit of personality in there. Now, how do you bring that through in your writing?
Actually, do you know what? I think you've just given me a topic for one of my articles this year, maybe. That something I started talking about, because people were like, how do you select a deal? How do you select a developer? And I started like writing down, I'm like, well, actually, what are my own principles of investing? Mm-hmm. And I started writing those, and you're right, one of those is making money fun. Mm-hmm. When you're in a position where you can choose who you work with, when you do a deal, what you get to say yes and no to, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you make that the most enjoyable that you can? So mm-hmm. I can't remember what number it is. Maybe it's number principle 3, but mm-hmm. I think maybe I'll do an article on that, actually, that this is, and I mean, you know, I'm not saying that these are the rules and this is what you should follow. You know, I'm not Warren Buffett. I'd like to have mm-hmm. his bank balance. Sadly, not quite there yet. But that's what works for me. So if somebody can learn something from that, and I have written about those in the past, but the fun thing isn't actually like a frivolous thing. Like, yes, it makes life much more enjoyable, but there's an energetic thing. I'm quite into kind of energy and, you know, can be a little bit woo on occasions. And that energy that you bring to something, when you enjoy what you're doing, you enjoy the people that you're working with, you're just acting at, you're from a higher vibration. And you know, you get into momentum and you get into flow and you build that momentum and things just kind of start happening that little bit more magically. So
Yeah, and I think that that's all like a sense of perspective. Like there's a I've got one of the most vivid written articles that I can recall was in Runner's World. It was a rewrite of something that was written 20 years before, and it was about the joy of running and the feeling that, you know, like the sense that you got from the running. So most people who aren't runners would think about it just being this like enormous effort and it's really hard. And investing is the same. Most people think about it like it's very stressful. It's a lot of pressure. Now, if you can calm yourself, if you can uplift yourself, if you can keep your head up a little bit, you're going to see more. No question. Now, Helen Chorley, it's been a pleasure having you on My Property World podcast once again. We absolutely have to get you back on. I've got so many things I'd like to talk to you about that people will be interested in. But Helen Chorley, one last thing. How do people get hold of you? Is your LinkedIn profile the best place?
Yes, Helen Chorley on LinkedIn. That's the best place. I do lots of writing on there as well. So yeah, come and check me out.
And to subscribe to Property Investor News, what would someone do?
Go to their website, propertyinvestornews.com, and you can subscribe there. It's a bargain. It's about £7 a month or something. It's the best £7 you'll spend a month.
Okay, that's fantastic. So, Helen, once again, great to have you on. I'm Will Mallard. This is My Property World podcast.
Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together. Whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.